welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast. Halfway through this transmission, 7 o'clock hour, we had an interesting conversation with Jerry of the Navajo Nation. You can listen to her story and the story of her people in the Apache County. Hour number 7, eight just flew by, the Outdoor Living Hour, Talking Trees. The lines were lit the whole time. Trees are always seem to be a very popular topic, and we had two great arborists. You can get both of those hours in their individual 4 segments per hour, or the entire podcast will be available online here shortly. I actually got a little criticism from Richard this week. It says, "Why have you made it so difficult to download your podcast? I've been listening since before Romeo was married, and I can't anymore. What a pain. What's up?" Richard, I can't tell you what's up. I'd say check your phone. We have been podcasting the same way for 8 years.
Well, you can do it two ways. If you have an iPhone,
change the thing.
You can do the podcast app, and it'll come to you every week. I like it that way. And then you can also go to our website. And then, of course, you have to listen segment by segment. But then the nice thing about that is Mike does just such an awesome job archiving. You can see if you're looking for something specific, oh, that guy called about such and such. You scroll through,
use
there it is.
Use your keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I don't know what to tell you, Richard. We haven't changed anything.
Well, let me give him a call this
week. Check your phone settings and see if you can't get that figured out. But if you'd like to join the conversation, in our 9 o'clock hour, we go to the open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I'm Romy. Mom's in studio with us. Jennifer generally calls screening. But we have Carol, my sister, the youngest of my 4 sisters, call screening for us. Mike's on the board. And we have a opening for you, 1-888-767-4348. Starting off this hour with some events. I actually had the opportunity to go to the 25th annual Arizona Recycling Coalition's conference this week. It was out at the Mesa Marriott. I had never been there before. I've really never been to any Marriott before. Or was it a Hilton? I can't remember. I have no idea. It was one of those name hotels. A nice setting. And they had their award ceremony, and there was a new company there I'd never seen before, the American Textile Recycling Service. You can go on their website and find a drop location, but whether you've got old shirts, wiping cloths, linens, jeans, household insulation, teddy bears, car seating, towels, you can get all of those recycled, and it's just a great way to keep less out of the landfill. It's recycling is, it's not as convenient as just throwing it away in the trash, and that's why you see so much in our landfill. But so much of our materials that we use can be recycled with just a little bit of effort.
You know, when I told you in the 7 o'clock hour, I had visited St. Vincent de Paul this week, and they really work hard because sometimes people think that they're donating a treasure, but it's really, really junk. You know, so they actually take the time. If they have jeans with holes in them or shirts with stains, they have a company that will pick up for them, and they make take the effort to recycle that. They really try hard to make sure everything that they discard gets used, if it can, recycled.
And you can go to their website, Recycling Coalition, and then they've got a couple of other spinoffs like the Valley. Valley Wide Recycling is another great resource. I ran into something I had not seen before while I was down there. Apparently, I'm a little late to the game on this because you were already familiar with this publication as well as Rosie, but it's the Green Living Magazine?
GreenLivingAZ.com. It is a free magazine. You can find it online. It's digital. If you look around town a little bit, you can find them on the free newsstands. But I have really enjoyed the articles and pulled quite a few for referencing, especially as it pertains to when we talk about sustainability. They have a series of articles I'd like to share in the next couple of weeks about just trash, you know, what to do with trash.
What to do with trash. You don't dump it like this article on page 13. There's nothing I hate more than driving around and you come across just a pile of trash. And that's actually one of the things that Arizona Game and Fish has been working on their Respected Access event that's coming up on November 7th. Just pick up after yourself. You know, Fossil Creek was closed for years because of the power plant, and then that all changed, and it opened back up. And it wasn't 2 years they had to shut it down to clean it up just because of people's litter.
Well, and the closer you go, you know, Rosie and I ride our horses on Mondays, and if we're in a hurry, we might try to just go to the very edge of town. And you just step a little bit out of town, and you'll find people have dumped their trash, their furniture, their mattresses. And we have really great trash service in this city. You put it on the curb, and they pick it up. You know, you don't have to do that. Just wait to, you know, look at your schedule and have them pick it up. Instead of trash in our deserts, it's just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and then you wonder why they close off some areas to the public. Well, you know, you've got to respect the land that's there.
We had that drilled into us as in my generation. You know, it was on TV every time you turned it on, pick up your stuff. And we went through a whole season of this, and it seemed to have gone away, but I think people need to be re-educated again.
Yeah. There's also another event. We'll actually have interview a guest for next week about a Keep Arizona Beautiful event that they're doing. It's actually the Phoenix chapter. Each municipality can start their own Keep Blank Beautiful, Keep Wickenburg Beautiful, Keep Prescott Beautiful, Keep Phoenix Beautiful. And not only is it just keeping the trash picked up and clean, but it's a whole community event. And the Phoenix one is next week. We'll have a little interview on just for reference, and people can get involved and maybe inspire a town or municipality that doesn't have a Keep Beautiful chapter started to get someone in that local community to get it going.
Cool.
A couple other events next week. The Chicken Decoop, the Valley Permaculture puts on, is next week. You can go to vpaaz.org to get your tickets. $20 a person, 13 for 13 and up, 12 and under are free. You can get a family four-pack for $70, or just a four-pack if you organize your own group. And that is a great way to, if you're looking to raise your own chickens, particularly for egg production, these are people inside city limits that have converted their backyards into living chicken coops. They're also great for insect control. If you've got the right kind of backyard, you can just let them forage for themselves. And there's also some meat production if you're looking for that aspect of just your own food production.
I know also some communities don't allow roosters, so you need to find out what's permitted in your area. And I know they're not permitted in ours, but I know we have four or five, and I don't think anybody complains. Everybody kind of likes it now. I think things have changed.
Yeah. Then in Tucson, the 19th anniversary sale for Magic Garden Nurseries is going on this weekend. If you have something in the landscape or garden, you may be able to save a few bucks if you get over there for their 19th day anniversary sale. It's Rosie on the House. We're here for the Arizona homeowners, so let's get to them. Drew's first on the line from Glendale at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Drew, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Well, we purchased a home, an Integra Block two-story home in 2011.
Nice.
Yes, and I'm looking to put a walking deck on the back.
Okay, now hang tight. I'm going to selfishly do something here. You've been in this Integra home now for 3-4 years.
Yes.
What type of home were you living in prior to that?
We were living in a condo.
Okay.
Single-story condo. Mm-hmm.
And the building material that the condo was made out of?
It was just made out of wood frame.
Wood frame with some foam and stucco on the outside?
Correct.
Now that you've lived in an Integra home, in a masonry block home, would you ever willingly go back to a wood frame home?
No. Our bills are much lower. It's excellent.
Okay. Everyone says that, and yet no builder is out there saying, we're only going to build in block for the better quality, the lower utility bills. They just keep slapping these silly sticking stucco buildings up all over the place, and nobody that's ever lived in them versus a masonry home would ever say, yes, I want this. Silly stick and stucco home. So anyway, thanks for helping us prove our point here. I'm talking to the choir, though. That's the problem. let's see how we can help you. So you want to do an addition?
Yes, a walking deck in the back.
And, okay. Out of like the master bedroom?
It'll just be accessible from the outside. We'll put a spiral staircase outside.
Okay. Oh, so no protrusion into the home?
No, I was going to have it built to the right height so it could eventually maybe punch through and have access from the top store, but not at this time.
Okay.
But the problem we're encountering is we bought the house at the short sale, and are unable to locate blueprints. I had my wife call the city to see if they have anything on record, and we haven't been able to locate any blueprints. I was able to get in contact with the previous owners, and they verbally told me that the house was built to accept a patio so that I could attach to the exterior wall and not have to have pillars up against the house, as well as they poured footers onto the concrete. I guess my question is, if I truly can't locate blueprints, how do I go about proving to the city and get approved plans to attach to my house? We called Integra, and they said, do not attach your house if you don't know what's in the wall. You could pull right through the block.
And did you call? I'm pretty sure this is... It's been a long time since I've looked at the blueprints for my Integra block home, but this Integra block, all of the Integra block buildings have a stamp from the engineer Caruso Turley Scott, I believe. Have you called them?
No.
Okay, let's start there first, and we'll get you their number, and I'm pretty sure that's the name. I'm going off of memory, and if not, I can look when I get home and check my blueprints, but all Integra homes have the same stamp from the same engineer who should have a copy as well, and if not, they could even probably look at the layout of your home and know where the post-tension bars are, just because there's a very specific way that was put together, and you can... Someone from there or a draftsman that they work with can get you a set of blueprints that you can then take to the city to get your building permit for this patio addition.